listener production. Huge fines for cyber breaches. UN says reef in danger. Morrison set for censure. And Nationals to campaign against Voice. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and these are your news headlines for today, Tuesday, November 29. Number 1. Federal Parliament has passed new data protection laws in response to a wave of cybercrimes, but there are concerns that charities now face the same heavy fines as corporations. The new laws significantly increase penalties for repeated or serious privacy breaches from the current maximum penalty of $2.2 million. That has been upped to either a $50 million penalty, three times the value of any benefit from illegally obtained data, or 30% of a company's adjusted turnover, depending on whichever option is the greatest cost. These reforms make clear to companies that the penalty for a major data breach can no longer be regarded as the cost of doing business, said Attorney General Mark Dreyfus. The Coalition and the Greens moved largely unsuccessful amendments over the lack of definition for serious and repeated interferences of privacy and inclusion of terms like benefit in the penalty regime, which assumes companies always benefit from an interference. Number 2. A UN-backed report has concluded that the Great Barrier Reef should be placed on a list of World Heritage Sites in danger. UN-backed scientists have released their report after touring the reef in March, when the Morrison government was still in power. The report found climate change was presenting a serious challenge to the values that saw the reef inscribed as a global wonder in 1981. The progress to cut pollution running into the reef's waters from farming and grazing was too slow, and more investment was needed to meet water quality targets. The report recommends slashing greenhouse gas emissions, reassessing proposed projects and credit schemes, and scaling up financial resources to protect the reef. Number 3. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to face a censure motion over his decision to secretly appoint himself to additional ministerial portfolios. The censure motion, which could be moved today, gives parliamentarians the chance to formally note disapproval with Morrison. If successful, Morrison would be the first MP since 2018 to be formally condemned by Parliament. Cabinet ministers also agreed to implement all six recommendations from former High Court Judge Virginia Bell's report into Morrison's conduct, with proposals for new laws to be introduced later this week. This will include laws that ensure all ministerial appointments are made public. The Liberal opposition said it would not support the, quote, political stunt of a censure motion, but is expected to back new laws. Number 4. Traditional owners have reached an agreement with Rio Tinto after the company destroyed sacred rock shelters at Juking Gorge in Western Australia. Under the deal, Rio Tinto will create a foundation for the Putugunti Garama people, focused on social and economic programs. PKKP Aboriginal Corporation Chair Butchel Hayes says the PKKP had chosen not to provide any financial details of the foundation, which should not be regarded as compensation. Nothing can compensate for or replace the loss suffered at Juking Gorge, so this is an outcome-oriented legacy to ensure something positive for years to come, Hayes said. And number 5. The Nationals have come out as the first major party to confirm they will campaign against the Indigenous Voice to Parliament. Leader David Littleproud said his party had consulted with regional communities across the country over the decision. Unfortunately, we got to a position where we don't think this will genuinely close the gap, he said. The Liberal Party is yet to decide its position. That's it for Post today, November 29. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.